Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to.
Did Meghan and Harry use careful wording to mislead the public? Is it acceptable for MPs to have a second paid job? And has COP26 produced solid commitments? It's Thursday, November 11th. Here's your Newsfix. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex indirectly cooperated with the authors of the Finding Freedom book about their departure from the royal family, according to their former communications secretary. The claim is contrary to repeated insistences from the couple that they did not contribute to the tell-all. Their former secretary made the assertions in a witness statement submitted to the court. He told the court the book was discussed with the royal couple, quote, on a routine basis, adding Prince Harry had emailed him saying, "We have to be able to say we didn't have anything to do with it." Following news of this on Wednesday, the Duchess issued an apology to the court, saying while she knew her former aide cooperated with the authors, the extent of the information he shared is unknown to me. In terms of why there's a court case anyway, in 2018, Meghan wrote a letter to her father following the royal wedding he did not attend after he was caught staging paparazzi photos and had reported health issues. Thomas Markle gave the letter to the Mail on Sunday, who published it. Meghan later sued the publishers of the Mail on Sunday for publishing the private letter and won the case. Those publishers are now appealing that decision, arguing the letter was written with the knowledge it could be leaked. In terms of what's going on with that case, the hearing is expected to finish today. And the former secretary of the couple told the court Meghan was aware the letter could be leaked and admitted to being meticulous in her choice of words as a result. He went on to quote Meghan in his witness statement, saying, "Given I've only ever called him daddy, it makes sense to open as such, despite him being less than paternal, and in the unfortunate event that it leaked, it would pull at the heartstrings." And in the newsletter this morning, we've included a link to a Twitter thread from Roy Anika, the royal correspondent for The Times. It makes for a fascinating account of what happened in court yesterday. In climate coverage, as COP26 draws to a close, the US and China announced a surprise agreement to cooperate together on tackling climate change. As Reuters noted, the two countries are the world's largest emitters of carbon dioxide. Meanwhile, an interview with Mary Robinson was widely circulated online yesterday. The former Irish president got emotional while talking about the importance of the event, but was also critical of some of the world's top emitters, accusing them of blocking progress. Speaking to the Irish Times, Robinson accused Saudi Arabia, Russia, Brazil, China, and Australia of not making sufficient commitments. And in the newsletter, we've included the link to the interview clip where Mary Robinson does get quite emotional. Now, Conservatives' pressure continues. Sir Geoffrey Cox, the former Tory Attorney General, faces ongoing scrutiny over the amount of money he has made outside of Parliament while serving as a Member of Parliament. In an exclusive report this morning, The Guardian alleges Cox has made £6 million from a second paid job since he entered Parliament. In terms of why Cox is being scrutinised, this is part of the slew of sleaze allegations the Conservative Party has faced recently, particularly since the resignation of Owen Paterson. It recently emerged that Cox spent a month this year working from the British Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. The Guardian also alleges Cox missed 12 votes in the House of Commons and has used his parliamentary office to conduct other work. Critics of Cox have pointed to a neglect of constituents, while supporters of his applaud his fantastic work ethic and say he never tried to hide his other work as a barrister. On today's agenda, the funeral of British military veteran Dennis Hutchings is scheduled to take place later today. Remember that Hutchings died last month after contracting COVID-19 while in Belfast. He was there to face trial over a fatal shooting in 1974 during the Troubles in Northern Ireland. The case garnered a lot of media attention and sparked plenty of debate about historical prosecutions. The family of many victims want justice, while the British government has argued to move on peacefully, those cases should be dropped. Now we're keeping an eye on the multiple reports that Steven Gerrard is close to signing as Aston Villa's new head coach. An Aston Villa correspondent for Birmingham Live suggested the deal was, quote, all but done, and there are so many reports expecting this announcement to be made in the next 24 hours. And lastly, today also marks 10 years since Michael D. Higgins became the President of Ireland. He is the country's ninth president, where each term is 7 years long and a maximum of two consecutive terms can be carried out. That's today's fix. Have a great day.